Southwest Idaho in deep water. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Listen to this report, which includes a message from Idaho Governor Butch Otter.
In Southwest Idaho, floodwaters are taking the lowlands, swelling rivers to a level not seen in decades. And the most sobering thought is that most of the snowpack is still in the mountains.
There are areas that are not taking this potential disaster serious.
Otter, flanked by mayors, county commissioners, and federal agency heads, urged Idahoans to keep a close eye on flooding from the Boise, Payette, Big Wood Rivers to the Bear and Upper Snake River basins.
Idaho Farm Bureau reporter Jake Putnam.
The one thing that we're seeing is that for the potato farmers in Magic Valley and in the eastern part of the state, they're 10 days to 2 weeks behind schedule. And the big concern right now is that, yeah, it's wet, but there are planters out there rolling today. The fact that it's wet, but the soil temperatures are still very cold. These cold temperatures, they're good and they're bad. They're good in that it keeps the snowpack in the mountains, and it's bad in that it's hard to get anything planted. And we're seeing a lot of similar things over here in the Treasure Valley, where we still have cool temperatures in the morning, which is good, keeps the snowpack in the mountains, but it's bad because we're falling behind in our plantings.
And, believe it or not, precipitation is in the forecast. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.